Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo, and this is program number 376. If you're wanting to have a copy of it, well then Sharon will tell you at the end of the program how you can receive one. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape copy. It's absolutely free of charge, including the postage and handling. We have strong messages today. It's Bible reading, and we've got some music and testimonials. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint this service. Father, Father God, Father of light, we praise and thank Your wonderful holy name for eternal life. We thank You, Lord, for giving us the power to endure hardness like good soldiers. He never told us to be comfortable because the heathen are the ones that live in comfort. Lord, so many different preachers are preaching heathenism by preaching that. You wanted us to take up the cross and follow You, and whenever there's an obstacle before us, we have to picture the cross before us, and knowing that we have to remember that we're to carry the cross and not live comfortably. And if we are in comfort, this is the most dangerous thing in the world for people to be comfortable. How hard is it for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven? Some of you say it's impossible. But only with God are all things possible, if they just believe the gospel. Lord, we pray that You'll open the hearts, minds, and spirits of those that are out in radio land and those that are in the church to receive the things, Lord, of these last hours, the time that we're living in, and that they'll be gathered together as one body for You to live in, for them to live in You. We must allow You to grow up in us, and we have to grow up in You. We must be spiritual and not carnal. We must receive from You the spiritual things. We must leave behind all carnal things, Lord. We ask that You anoint everything that's said today, everything, and all the music, all the testimonials, that the souls out in radio land will be saved and the church strengthened. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, we have Fig Springman here. He's one of my very favorite gospel singers. To sing Right On, King Jesus. That means for us to continue to the end as He did. He endured all things, even the death of the cross, and He kept going on and on, and the Bible says that we must continue on. We must ride on in Jesus. We can do all things if we're in Him and He's in us. We can do all things in the name of Jesus and in the body of Christ. So go ahead and Fig, sing for us, please.
King
Jesus rides a milk white horse. No man can hinder me. The river of Jordan needeth cross. No man can hinder me.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I mean, what a beautiful song that is. It really pumps people up with the Spirit, you know, to carry on. We need every tool that the Lord has given us in order to stand in these last days. Because we are in the last days, and there's seducing spirits everywhere, doing everything in their power to cause people to be carnal, to live as the heathens do. These evil spirits are making people love themselves more than the Lord. And it's to see people falling away like flies. The Lord said that there'd be big falling away in these last days. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, he says there'd be, don't believe that the end is going to be, he's saying this through the Apostle Paul, until you see this big falling away. And it's disguised as a big Christian movement. But there's so much heresy. I see people in the ministry, like the other day, T.D. Jakes stated that they laid this baby in her bosom, and she nursed the child. Well, the actual Greek, and he says, why, her breast just filled so full of milk. I mean, this man uses, talks about the female body more than anybody that I know, except Hugh Hefner. And, I mean, he just talks like that. And the actual Bible means that they laid Ruth's baby, Boaz's baby, in her lap, and that she governed the child. A woman, as old as she was and didn't have a baby, she doesn't have any milk in her breast at all, does she?
No.
Okay, and it doesn't proclaim that as a great miracle or anything like that. But the original Greek and the Hebrew states that, or the Hebrew meaning of these words means that she was laid, the baby was laid in her lap, and that she governed the child. She, in other words, she was a babysitter. Now, as busy as Boaz was, he was a very rich man, she had to also take care of her husband. And I don't know, you know, people in the ministry here, they have babies, and they have all kinds of people that babysit them and everything. Right?
Amen.
Amen. And so that's the actual meaning of it. And Yvonne over here, and Sharon looked it up in the Hebrew, and Yvonne even found it in the Spanish Bible. You have that handy there where you could actually read it to the people out here in Radio Land? So that we can give them a bit. Even the Spanish Bible tells you that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, can you find it quickly and efficiently? All right, praise the Lord. Come and read it, what it says. But, I mean, T.D. Jakes is so haywire because that, he just doesn't, I reckon he doesn't study the Bible enough to know what it really says. And the same thing with so many of them. And the Bible says for us, if we see somebody in a fault, you know, we can, and they don't repent. Like, I can send messages over to these different evangelists, and they don't. It says, bring it before the entire church. So I assume a lot of the church is listening. So I just don't want you to believe these things. Another thing, too, is Reverend Hagee states that Jesus had a different kind of blood than we do. But the Bible says that Christ was made in every way, the same blood, the same flesh, the same bone as a human being. Amen?
Amen.
And so it's a lie. They're lying to you people out there. And I'm saying this for your own sake. And, you know, to me, you know, if you have anything to rebuke me about, go ahead and do it, okay? Because I like to stay right on the scriptures. And if you love my soul, well, then tell me what I'm saying that's wrong. I love Reverend Hagee's soul, and I love T.D. Jakes' soul. I mean, you make a mockery. I mean, you need to study the scriptures. Did you find it yet?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. This is the Spanish Bible. Hispaniol. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, go ahead. Tell them where it's at.
In Ruth chapter 4, verse 16, it says, "Then Naomi took the boy and put it in her pegaso," and I looked that up, and that means the lap. "And she was a governess," it says.
And she was a governess for the child. She trained him up in the ways of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
She didn't nurse him with her breasts. Well, T.D. Jakes says that her breasts, you know, just filled up with milk so much that it was just dripping all over the floor. Come on, T.D., talk about something else besides women's body parts, okay? You're not supposed to be carnal. You're supposed to be spiritual. You know, you're supposed to be led by the Spirit.
Amen.
So study the Word, that you be a workman approved by the Lord. That you don't be ashamed. Shame on you. Okay, shame on you, man, talking about a woman's breast filling up with milk and it's dripping all over the floor. You got egg all over. You got your spiritual egg all over. Something's terribly wrong with you. Okay, now then, you have some testimonials?
Yes.
All right. They won't let me be on television. Because, as Susie said, I'm too brutally truthful, frank. And they just pulled me off station in Los Angeles. They didn't tell me that they did. They just put a whole half hour of air on. Because they don't. There's a lot of Vaticanites working at these radio stations, and they want me to be heard. So what I'm going to do is I'll just start writing more literature. I'm still on shortwave all over and on many other stations in the country, but Los Angeles station did not want me on. The Vatican doesn't want me on the air. They sent U.S. Marshals and FBI all over the country telling them, if you let Tony Alamo do any interviews, or if you put him on the air, we'll tear your tower down. We will not allow you to be on the air. And I've done a few interviews lately with Greg Szymanski. Is that his Szymanski? And I told him, and they pulled him off the air because they're doing interviews. The world governments, the Vatican, the world government, and the media do not want you to hear the truth of the Word of the Lord, because when you know the truth will set you free. Now, you can ask T.D. Jakes for that tape, if he'll send it to you now, and see for yourself. I mean, he's also made many other comments, like, how can you know what the world is like unless you go up in New York to Broadway shows and to nightclubs and stuff like that? That's not preaching the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
That's preaching the world. And the Bible says, love not the world. I mean, I did all those. I did things like that before I was saved. I'm out of the world now, all right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I might go to a restaurant where there is a bar in there, but I don't broadcast on the air, hey, you got to go to nightclubs and to Broadway shows. I don't go to any Broadway shows at all. I've only went to Broadway shows just many, many years ago. And I only went to one of them because I was dragged there. And guess what? I fell sound asleep. They bore me. Fiction bores me. Okay. So you have any testimonials here?
Yes. The first one's from San Diego, California.
Okay.
Pastor Tony, greetings and glory be to God. I received your literature, and I must tell you that what is written therein is inspired by the Holy Spirit. With all the references at the bottom of the pages, it is a Bible correspondence class all by itself. I have started to distribute them, but there was one in particular that I kept for me. It woke me up from my religious mind, and now I have Christ's mind. Thank you for listening to God. If it is possible, please send some literature in Spanish and also information on obtaining some tapes. Through this tithe, I am planting seed into your ministry. It's good soil. May God continue to bless you and keep you. Steve from San Diego, California.
Okay, I'm just going to say that Naomi could not have breastfed that child any more than you, T.D. Jakes, could have. Okay? So don't try it. Okay, now then, do you have any more?
Yes, from Zambia, Africa.
Right.
Dear Pastor Tony Alomo, grace and peace to you from God our Father in the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Pastor, I would like to thank you for the materials you sent me. May the God of our Lord Jesus bless you abundantly through all his riches. My wife and I are busy distributing your literature that you sent us. So please, Pastor Tony, send me many literatures of different kinds, some Bibles, and more of your booklet entitled The Messiah. Many people have started repenting from their sins. Bus drivers, conductors, and call boys have given their lives to Christ. Since I am in contact with people from our neighboring country, the Congo, you can also send me some materials in French. Many blessings from God be with you and those people who are busy serving in your ministry. Reverend Prevel from Zambia, Africa.
All right, praise the Lord, Reverend. Okay, behold, the Bible says that he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. The Lord, said that there's going to be many people coming and saying they're Christ and that they're apostles of Christ. And the Bible states that, he found them. We diligently have to seek out all these people. Now, a lot of people think it's so bad to talk bad about people. I'm not talking bad about people. I'm telling you the truth. All right? Because some people think it's smart to just let the general public remain ignorant to the things that these false teachers are teaching. And it's really not right for ministers to be mentioned the body parts. It's not godly to mention the body parts of men or women, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That is correct. And the Bible states that somebody should fall, bring it before the entire church. And that's what I do. Okay, we're going to be reading here from the first chapter of Genesis. And in the first chapter of Genesis, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. And you go further on in the chapter, first chapter of John. Now, the first chapter in the Bible, the book of Genesis, tells you that in the beginning, God, the Word, created everything. He created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was shapeless, without form. It was shapeless, and it was void. And all this happened around a little over 6,000 years ago. Now, you hear these false prophets. They don't have to be people professing Christianity to be a false prophet. The news media is a false prophet. The Vatican is a false prophet. And the mouth. The false things that the Vatican is saying is coming out of the mouth of the media. That's the mouth of Satan. And so they say it's millions of years and that there's global warming and there's all kinds of things. And they tell you that all kinds of fallacies about Jesus and people that are the Lord. So we're going to start reading a little bit here. Go ahead and read from the first chapter of Genesis.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Right, because the Word, he did it with the Word. He created heavens and the earth. Now, a lot of people in my church have heard this before, but not in the exact manner that I'm saying it now. And it may be boring to them, and that maybe that's why some of them are not that spiritual. The Bible tells that if we're going to be spiritual, and if we're not going to be carnal, we have to live in spiritual places. If we're going to receive spiritual gifts from the Lord, we have to live in the spiritual world, the spiritual realm. Because people in churches today don't have the gifts of the Spirit, where they lay hands on people and they're healed. Now, there's some people that have received world acclaim as being great healers, but we've sent our people, sent some of our people over to their ministries to distribute literature when people are coming out of the services, and the people were mumbling and grumbling because they came for hundreds of miles to get healed and they never did, because they're putting their faith in people like these faith healers. And really, they need to put the Bible says that you have to have faith in the Lord. You cannot, if you're a carnal person, if you're not born again of the Spirit, receive any thing in this world by being carnal. Taste, touch, see, hear, and feel. You just cannot receive anything at all from God by being carnal. Carnal people can do carnal things. And so when the church is carnal, there's no evidence of the Lord Jesus Christ living in them. And therefore, if there's no evidence, then nobody, there's no one that's going to be saved. They have to see the Spirit operating in a human body in order for people to receive that you're really of the Lord. Because if you're carnal, I mean, people go to services where there isn't the Spirit of the Lord. There's a lot of hoopla. I mean, there's music and there's people shouting and screaming and telling about, oh my God, you can have all these different gifts. And they're saying it to everybody in the world. And they're saying it to a group of people that are carnal. And they cannot receive anything from the Lord if they don't have faith. They say, well, we have faith. We believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Yeah, but they don't have faith to live spiritually in the spiritual realm all the time. And that's what it takes in order for you to be a spiritual person. You have to live in the heavenly places all the time in order for you to be spiritual. If you say that you have faith, James says, I'll show you my faith by my works. In other words, I'm going to be living in the spiritual realm. I'm going to be living in the spiritual world because spiritual things come from the spiritual world. Only carnal things come from the carnal world. Amen.
Amen.
So, if you don't have the gift of healing, if you don't have the power to cast out devils, if you are not able to call upon the Lord when it's raining and you don't want it to rain and He closes the heavens up so it doesn't, or if it needs rain, I remember many times I have faith. The Lord says that to live in the spiritual realm, I'm there all the time, and the people in prison, they said, if you're of the Lord, why don't you stop the rain? It was start the rain. Okay, so I says, all right, I will. And it was a drought. Their cattle was dying all over the place, and they were having to butcher them, and there was no hay. It was horrible. And so I just prayed to the Lord. I said, Lord, I was in prison for the gospel. And I was in the laundry. They had me working in there. And I was out in the back watching the rain just pouring down. Before that, it was just barren. But after I prayed to the Lord, I came out and I just saw the rain being poured down. And there was all kinds of cottonwood seed and everything. And it was swishing down into the ramp where they pull the trucks up down there. And I told them I was going to pray. And they said, wow, you are of the Lord. And then I went to the halfway house, and the same thing, it was another drought. And so some of you people were there, and the guy says, why don't you make it rain, right?
Right.
And I says, have the Lord. I said, I'll pray to the Lord, and I guarantee you it will. And many times I've been in the vehicle, it was raining so hard, and I asked the Lord to stop, and He did. Now, the Bible states that the two witnesses of God would be able to do that. They could shut heaven or to open heaven and make it rain. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, well, if you have faith, if you're living in the spiritual realm, all things are possible. And I don't recall anybody lately that I prayed for that wasn't healed instantly. But we don't make a three-ring circus out of it. It's just anyone will have the ability to do that if they live in the spiritual realm. But so few people will do that. They say, I have faith. You have the faith of a mustard seed to stay up in the kingdom of heaven at all times so that you can be instant in season and out of season. Whenever something like that happens, or when somebody needs to be prayed for to be healed, that you're able to pray to the Lord and they instantly be healed? Well, it also depends on the people's faith, too. Sometimes the Lord, He always heals it, because He said, if you call upon me, and if you have faith, and that means faith means to believe the whole Bible. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So the Bible tells us that, go ahead and continue some more here. Now, faith is if God, He did. If He created heavens and the earth, well, then you got it. By His word, well, then you got to know that His word means what it says. Okay, it's a very powerful word.
Amen.
If you, He states that you sit, if you're saved, you're sitting with Christ in heavenly places. And that means at all time, because the Lord commands you, as I just got through telling you, to be instant in and out of season. And if you aren't, I mean, there's people in this church that I've told to do things, and they didn't do it for 5 or 6 months. Now, those people, I mean, it's obvious you don't have to be a pastor to recognize that those people are carnal. And people that argue with you about the Word of God, the Bible says if a person, if you admonish them once and then twice, two times, and they won't receive it, that you're to reject them. Just reject them because they're heathens. Amen?
Amen.
Heretics. So, keep reading.
And the earth was without form and void.
It was. And now look at it. It does have form and it's not void. Look at all the creation that's around us even to this day. Okay, then go ahead.
And darkness was upon the face of the deep.
Okay, now go ahead.
And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Okay, now the Spirit of God, the Bible says that the Word of God is spirit and it's life. The Word of God is spirit and life. So the Spirit of God, the Word of God, moved upon what?
The face of the waters.
The Word of God moved on the face of the waters, and then what?
And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
The Word said, let there be light, and there was light. That's how powerful the Word is. So if you receive the Word of God, then you're no longer in darkness. Darkness, the Bible states, is being dead, carnal. But the Lord says that He is the light of the world, and if He's living in you, then you, by Him, are the light of the world, because people can see the light by Him living in you. Okay, then what?
And God saw the light, that it was good.
And so He's creating everything, and then He's looking at what He created, and He said, it's good. Then what?
And God divided the light.
If you lay hands on somebody, like the Lord, you said you're supposed to be able to do, and pray to the Lord that the Lord, He's already healed them, He said. He, by His stripes, we are healed. Mm-hmm. And so, it's already done, but you just pray, Lord, let them receive what you've already provided for them, and they will be healed. If you don't believe that, if you're not in the spiritual world, well then, of course, it won't happen. And people are afraid to call on the Lord, or they're just too lazy to call Him, or they don't trust Him enough. They don't believe in Him. Okay, go ahead.
And God divided the light from the darkness.
Okay, he divided the light from the darkness. Why? Because he sees that the light is better than dark. And so that's what he does in the world too. People that are carnal, he separates the sheep from the goats, and the wheat from the chaff, and the people of light from the people of darkness. The spiritual people from the people that are carnal. You cannot receive spiritual things by being carnal. It's impossible. But you can, if you're carnal, you know, receive whatever you want to receive it, especially if you've got the money. You can receive whatever you want carnally. Everybody can do that. Unless you're a child of the Lord, a child of light. But if you don't have any spiritual gifts, then if I were you, you know, people could expire at any time in this world today. And the Lord's coming back soon, but you might be going out to meet him before he comes back to earth. And if you do and you don't have the Spirit living in you, if you're not a child of light, you're not going to be in heaven. You're going to be screaming your head off throughout eternity in the lake of fire. Okay, go ahead.
And God called the light day. And the
okay, so we still call the light daytime. Amen?
Amen.
But he goes on to say that he called the darkness night. And the morning and the evening were the first day. So it takes morning, light, and darkness to become a day. And until the day star rises in your heart, until you start believing the word of God, nothing is spiritual ever going to come out of you. Because we can't do anything at all. We have to, we must allow the Lord to live in me, because all the good things of God will come out of him, in us, and through us. And if nothing spiritual is coming out of you, well, you're dead. And people that are in churches are more dead than the people out in the world. They're better. The people in the world are better off because they never knew the truth. And when people know the truth and they reject it and they don't walk in the truth, you're far more guilty than the heathen out in the world that have never heard the truth. Okay, go ahead.
And the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day.
So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then what else?
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters.
Okay, what does that mean, the firmament? Huh? You don't know. Everybody dummies up. But it means there's a space. A space. A separation between the water on earth and the Holy Spirit. The heavenly water. Okay, so there's a heavenly water, the Spirit of God, which all miracles come from. And the regular water, the water here on earth that we drink and to sustain our life and also to swim in or whatever, or to go fishing in. There's a great difference, a big space between the carnal and the spiritual. Okay, so there's a space, a separation, a firmament between the water on earth and the heavenly water, which is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is what gives life. And God is a spirit, not a ghost. You hear all these preachers that don't study enough. I mean, I know the King James Version says ghost, but you have to realize that the people that down through the years translated that word, he's not a ghost. It doesn't say that we'll be raised by the ghost. It says by the Spirit of God. God is the Spirit, not a ghost. And those that worship him must worship him in, not ghost, but in spirit and truth. We must worship him with our spirit. We must allow the Lord to live in us to where there's something in us of the Lord, to where it awakens our spirit in us by the Holy Spirit, so that we can communicate with him and live with him in heavenly places, so that we're no longer carnal, but that we're spiritual. And, you know, that's just the way it is. so that when we live in the Spirit, we're able to receive spiritual gifts. And the Lord says that He stopped the storm. Amen?
Amen.
And He said, greater things would we do in the last days, because He is the Comforter. And He lives in us. And He is the quickening or life-giving Spirit. And it's Him, when I pray to Him, when the Father in the kingdom of heaven hears the things that the Spirit of the Lord in me is wanting to say to the Lord, I believe that if it's the Lord telling me to pray for such things as that, that it's going to happen.
Amen.
All right, that's faith. So if you have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed enough to stay in the kingdom of heaven, that's such a simple thing to do, is to stay in the spiritual world. Because all those that live in the Spirit will have life, according to the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The law of this, it's a law. It's a law to live in the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. If you're not living in the spiritual realm, then you don't have the God's life in you, and therefore you're lost. I don't care if you're sitting in a church for 100 years. If you don't have the Spirit of God in you, and if you're not in the Spirit with the Lord, and if you're not praying to Him in the Spirit and sitting with Him in spiritual heavenly places with Him, there's no spiritual thing that's going to come out of your body, because there's nothing but carnality in your body. You have to be a Spirit-filled person. The Spirit of God, and your spirit has to be resurrected from carnality. If you're just still living by taste, touch, smell, your feeling, all the different feelings and hearing and all that, that's just, every carnal person does it, except people that are deaf and blind or dumb. You must be born, carried, or led by the Holy Spirit. And in order to do that, you can't be in and out. You cannot be in and out of the Spirit and have spiritual gifts. God shuts off the kingdom of heaven. So people that seek the Lord, that live in the spiritual world instead of in this world, God really pours out this power, these spiritual gifts on them, because there's so few people that do that. God wants people in this world to see the manifestation of Himself in the world so much that He will pour out abundantly on such a nothing-type person as myself. But I'm something to the Lord,
Amen.
And He certainly is something to me. If you're spiritual, then you're not a sinner anymore. You're the pearl of great price to the church, that Christ came into this world to gather together a body for Him to live in, which is His church. And if you're not letting Him live in you and through you, well, then you're not a member of His body. And that's why no spiritual gift is in you. That's why you're not winning a soul. That's why the churches, many of them are empty, and the people that are preaching false doctrine, their churches are full, because they rant and rave and scream and tell all kinds of false stories about the Bible. And they just, they're not spiritual. And a lot of them, if anyone gets healed in those churches, it's because of their faith. The faith of the people that get healed. Amen?
Amen.
And some people can look at me narrowly. It doesn't make any difference. I'm telling you what the Bible says, okay?
Amen.
All right, and then what?
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters.
A space between the different waters. The Holy Spirit and the water we drink here. But the Lord says that when the Spirit is in us, the Spirit witnesses out of us. And the Spirit moves on us. Just like He did on the water, they say hovering over, but He moved upon the face. The Word of God moved upon the face deep. And the Lord said we must let Him live deeply in us. As a matter of fact, you can take a white carnation and you figure, well, how can I turn this white carnation into a red carnation or a blue carnation or a green carnation or even a black one? It seems like it's a almost physical impossibility. Did you ever see a green carnation?
No.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Well, the way you do it is to put the stem in some green ink or solution. And what happens is the solution pulls up into the flower and changes the color of it. And that's exactly what happens when you are living in the spiritual realm. Pretty soon you start taking on the personality and the power of Christ living in you. You must live in the solution, in another world, another realm, the spiritual realm. And then you take on Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Okay? But if you don't change, there's no change in you. You haven't changed. You must be like Him, exactly. Because in the kingdom of heaven, the Bible says it will be like Him. Amen?
Amen.
Just like Him. So He's not green. I heard one of these people ask, well, how do we know that Christ is a Jew? Because He said He was. He said, salvation is of the Jews, when He was talking to the woman at the well. She says, how is it that you, are being a Jew, are talking with me? So we know all these things from the Word of God. Now, read some more.
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made...
Yeah, because the Lord wants people to know the difference between carnal and spiritual. Amen?
Amen.
If you want to... if you want to live a certain lifestyle, you have to live it. Isn't that right?
Yes.
My. Okay, go ahead. What else?
And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
Okay, so... And we can be, when Adam and Eve fell away from the Lord, then He gave us an opportunity when Christ came to live in the firmament above the waters so that we could have the same power, even more so than we had, than Adam and Eve had when they had eternal life. They could have lived forever, but they didn't, and so they fell away. And now there's only one way that we can have eternal life, and that is to live in the spiritual realm. And we know that we're in the spiritual realm when we call upon the Lord and we lay hands on those that are sick and afflicted and they recover immediately. Amen. When we cast out devils, when we raise the dead, and as I've said before, I don't say anything that's false before the Lord, because then I would lose everything that I've gained for the past 42 years in the Lord. I've laid hands on a dead man. He was crushed under one of the... he was working on a trailer in one of our trailer park in Los Angeles, and he was dead. And all the brothers knew he was dead, and they called me. And I figured, well, if he's dead, there's no rush. But I'll go there, and I believe, you know, that the Lord will raise him from the dead. He doesn't say... raise the dead and say, well, some He will heal or some that He'll raise from the dead. He says, call on Me and I will do it. Amen?
Amen.
Lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Not, well, if it's the Lord's will, it's already the Lord's will. He already told you and He already healed you.
Amen.
But you have to have the faith to receive it. And you're not going to do that if you're living a carnal life. Then what else?
And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so.
Okay, now, I know that our time is running short. And so, this just shows you that the Word of God is supreme. And the Word says that we must live with Christ in heavenly places. We must be spiritual and not carnal. Because there isn't anything, even if it has a sin on it, any sin, wrinkle, or spot on us when I entered the kingdom of heaven. And so how much less anyone that just is living a carnal life, they know it and they're not going to repent from it. Now another thing too is if people would read the scriptures, they would not be deceived as they are today about the end of time and how close we are to it. We would know that these people that are claiming to be the Lord are not the Lord, because he comes with clouds and every eye shall see him. And even those that lived at the time when they were they pierced Christ, it says, and they will see him also that pierced him. So every eye shall see him. Well, what about the people that are blind? He's going to open their eyes, so, because when he says every eye will see him, that means every eye, blind eyes, people that were blind thousands of years ago, they're going to see him. And all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. It doesn't say that he's going to, that people will smile when he comes back. Everybody that is not saved will wail because of him. Amen. Revelations 1, verses 4 through 7. So the Apostle John, who received this message from the Lord, doesn't just say that he is our companion in tribulations, because the Bible states that we're going to go through the tribulations. I heard a false prophet say that first the church will be raptured and then the tribulations will come. But the Bible says that the immediately after the tribulations, the Lord is going to come and gather up his people. He says that he's our brother in tribulations, not the good lie like some of these heathen ministers are preaching, but in trials and tribulations. Now John was put in jail, was in on the Isle of Patmos because he was preaching the gospel. If you're of the Lord, you'll be put in jail. The Bible says all those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. I was put in prison for preaching the gospel. But it's also our, the Lord is our companion, not only in, the Apostle John is not only our companion and in sufferings and trials and tribulations, but also our companion in the kingdom of heaven. So he was in the kingdom of heaven, and you will be in the kingdom of heaven too while you're here on earth, or you're not going to be in heaven. Now, I'm telling you the truth. If you want to hold a good thought, you know, they say that there's a one out of every six supposed to be born-again Christian has abortions. They're committing first-degree murder. And if you think that you're going to get into heaven by doing the same thing that the heathen do, you're crazy. So in the kingdom of heaven, in patience. Now, we're in the kingdom right now. Because if the kingdom of heaven is within you, then you're in the kingdom of heaven. And the Lord is the king. We are the kingdom of heaven. The Bible says that he has made us a kingdom. And he's made us priests. And so that's how we're living in the kingdom of heaven, because Christ, the head of the kingdom of heaven, is in us, and we are his body. So we're in the kingdom of heaven right now. If you're born again, if you're spiritual, if you're living in the kingdom life, if you're living in the spiritual world, the kingdom of heaven is in you, and the patience of Jesus Christ, the man, he patiently endured. The Bible says, in the last days they will not endure sound doctrine. That means that they will not put up with it. We don't want to hear this stuff. We're going to have itching ears. We're going to go to some church that doesn't tell us the truth. Because you don't want to endure, or you don't want anything to do. You can't stand sound doctrine. You won't put up with it. The Lord never sinned. And that's what we must do also. We cannot sin. And if you're living a carnal life, you're not living in the kingdom of heaven, you're not in the spiritual world, then you're not going to be his body. But if we do, then we're going to be his body. We are his body. So that the tribulations and the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom and the patience of Jesus Christ will be in us. He endured all these years until he was the young age, and then he went out to to go out into the kingdom of heaven and become the life-giving spirit. Well, my time is up, so those of you that would like to have the kingdom of heaven and the power, you'd like to sit with Christ in heavenly places, you'd like the kingdom of heaven to enter you, which is the head, the Christ, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That can happen to you right now if you say this prayer. You're not doing anybody but yourself a favor. But unless you live in the kingdom of heaven and you become a soul winner, you become somebody that lets the Lord live in and through you, and then you're really a favorite in the eyes of the living God. So just, you can do that by saying this prayer. Say to the Lord, "My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, the sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former sins and also the sins of ignorance. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all the filthy sins, my former sins, away, and the sins of ignorance away in the blood of Jesus. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, let's praise and thank the Lord and give him all the glory and stay in the spiritual world now. Keep growing and growing until you absorb all of Christ into you and until you absorb all of his power, and you'll be able to do anything that he wants to do in you. You'll be able to do even more, he said, than he did. So thank you, Jesus, and praise the Lord. Now, here's Sharon to tell you four different ways that you can receive a copy of this message. Please specify if you want a CD or a audio tape. It's absolutely free, including postage and handling. Go ahead, Sharon.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Now those that continue on to the end shall be saved. And the Lord says that we must endure hardness as good soldiers, not living in comfort or anything like that. Sometimes that happens, but we're not to let it get to us. That's the most dangerous thing, is when you're living in comfort, because it's hard for people that live comfortably the heathen life to get into the kingdom of heaven. So you have to go onward like a Christian soldier. And here I am saying, onward, Christian soldiers.
National attention has been focused on banner headlines proclaiming Christians are being kidnapped, tortured, committed to mental institutions, accused of brainwashing and mind control. Arise, Christian America. The King is coming. Hold fast. The day of the Lord is here.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner. soul.